833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new gun law passes in Oklahoma. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oklahoma residents will be allowed to carry a gun without a permit come the 1st of November. Governor Kevin Stitt signing off on that measure last night. It applies to residents ages 21 and up, and also reserve military members ages 18 and older.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is brushing aside calls for his resignation.
I strongly maintain, as I have from the beginning, that I and my staff always acted appropriately and professionally.
The calls are due to a building controversy for charges filed against a Montreal-based engineering firm. The firm allegedly bribed government officials of Libya, including Muammar Gaddafi, to get Libyan government contracts. Trudeau became involved when a former justice minister told Parliament that Trudeau's representatives pressured her not to prosecute the company. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and President Trump are on their way back from Vietnam after meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. No agreement was reached regarding North Korea ending their nuclear weapons program, to which Secretary of State Pompeo says,
We had been working, our teams, the team that I brought to bear, as well as the North Koreans, for weeks to try and develop a path forward. So at the summit, we could make a big step along the way towards what the two leaders had agreed to back in Singapore in June of last year. We made real progress, and indeed we made even more progress when the two leaders met over the last 36 hours. Unfortunately, we didn't get all the way. We didn't get to something that ultimately made sense for the United States of America. I think Chairman Kim was hopeful that we would. We asked him to do more. He was unprepared to do that, but I'm still optimistic. I'm hopeful that the teams will get back together in the days and weeks ahead and continue to work out. It's a very complex problem. We have said since the beginning that this would take time. Our teams have gotten to know each other better. We know what the limits are. We know where some of the challenges are. And I think as we continue to work on this in the days and weeks ahead, we can make progress so that we can ultimately achieve what it is that the world wants, which is to denuclearize North Korea, to reduce risk for the American people and the people all around the world.
The president is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. just after 11 o'clock Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
All too often lately on this program, I've been recognizing I'm having my little, it's not on purpose, so it doesn't count. My little Steve Jobs moments when, remember when Steve Jobs used to do his little Apple shows, the dog and pony shows that he would do, and he would announce all of the new Apple products and what he was rolling out. And then every single thing, wait to the very end, and he'd go, and there's one more thing. And then he would bring out the super cool new idea or product that they were launching. I find myself doing an entire rant or a segment here on this program and saying, you know what? I've got to add to it. One more thing. Well, something that I've noticed, and again, I think that this is a great teachable moment in regards to, I guess, a little bit of insight into how the mainstream media thinks and how, again, they're just woefully ignorant of how the world works. They don't understand capitalism. They don't. They have no understanding of what capitalism is. You take a look at some of the stories that have been put out by New York Times, Bloomberg, and there's a few others out there as well in regards to the death of John Bogle. The New York Times obituary stated, Vanguard managed its index mutual funds at cost, charging investors fees that were far lower than those of virtually all of its rivals. Vanguard's consistent growth produced riches for Mr. Bogle, but not to the extent that another ownership structure might have done. And they give the example of Edward C. Johnson, chairman of Fidelity, who has a net worth of $7.4 billion. Bogle's net worth was estimated at $80 million. Now, first and foremost, Fidelity does a lot more stuff. There's many more things than Vanguard does. But still, I don't like the direction that the Times is going. The Times business section stated, Jack Bogle was no billionaire, which ran over an article crediting Bogle with giving up his chance at great wealth by eschewing ownership of the company and describing Bogle's $80 million as small change by the standards of money management. Instead of making billions, helping millions, was the Times headline. An accompanying Times article described Bogle as someone who didn't care about his own bottom line. A Bloomberg columnist by the name of Nir Kaiser echoed the theme, calling Bogle's fortune laughably small compared with those of Blackstone Group founder Steven Schwarzman or BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. He should be a billionaire. But Jack Bogle chose to make others richer. Yeah, this is coming from a Reason article by Ira Stone. This is nonsense. Let me tell you why this is nonsense. If John Bogle decided to go the way of the other mutual fund companies and money management groups, who's to say that he would have just gone out of business like so many others? Would have been just another mediocre money manager from some forgettable fund firm. Huh? Who's to say? Basically, they're writing this story saying, wow, look at this man. And I give tons of credit for this guy. But saying, look at what he did. Look at what he did. And he gave up profits, and that's why he was so successful. Whoa. And again, Reason points this out. Is Jeff Bezos giving up profits because he has Prime members and he can make more money if he just charged everybody $15 to $20 for every delivery? No, it's a different business. What Bogle did was what fit his personality, what fulfilled his life. I could be making a lot more money than I'm making now, my brothers as well. If we stayed in the investment banking, mergers and acquisitions, there's a lot of money in that. If we decided to listen to all of the consultants that tell us to fire all of our smaller clients. To get rid of the smaller ones there. Don't deal with them. Only go after the big clients. And we decided to put up a velvet rope around our firm and only take in the wealthiest of clients based upon our track record. We might make more money. Maybe. Probably. But who cares? Capitalism is not a race. It's not a game. Where at the end, you take a look at your checking account, your banking account, what you have when you're about ready to die and say, look what I got. I won. No. This is a fundamental disconnect with society as a whole. It's what you do, my friends. It's the experiences that you have. It's doing what you love, doing what you enjoy, building, creating. Well, you think that, I'm going to go cruising around country clubs and golf clubs on the weekend rather than going to my kids' games and events and coaching them? What, so I can maybe meet some more really wealthy people and have them send me money and have us manage it for them? No way! How many conferences I blow off that I'm supposed to go to? Look at all the people that you're able to meet there. My kid has a game. I've got a tournament I've got to go to. This is how I structure my life. I'm not structuring my life based upon the riches I can show off on my Instagram or Facebook account. Those people make me sad. They do. That is a very, very, in my opinion, depressing existence. You need to be honest with yourself. You need to know thyself. And what best suits you. Make choices based upon what you love, what you want to do, not based upon I'm trying to compete in the world of social media or keeping up with the neighbors. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. And you don't think that we see the repercussions of what people do? Chasing stuff? The stress that it causes within their families? What do you think one of the number one causes of divorce? Money issues. Without a doubt, money issues. How many people that we've tried to counsel over the years to make significant changes in their lives? And if they don't, we put it to them, if they don't, you are going to have issues in your relationship. You're going to have issues within your marriage. What do you think happened to the ones that didn't listen to us? No, capitalism is not a sporting event. It's not a game. It's not. Financial planning, trying to decide what year you're going to retire in and working towards that year, that's dumb. It's dumb. You don't know how many kids you're going to have when you're 20 years old. You're going to plan your life out like that? How shall I put it? Sucks to be you. Doesn't sound like much fun to me, that's for darn sure. I mentioned jobs. We have always done things differently. Again, go back and watch the Apple campaign from years ago. Think different. My friends, conventional wisdom is poison. Poison. Vogel knew that. And that's what made him an immense success. He didn't eschew profits. He said, you know what? I don't want to do well. No. He did what he thought was right. He did what made him happy. And he was an enormous success doing so. Have to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great things right there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
That's right, Ron. In one corner, we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at a whopping 6,000 tons. And in the other, this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
Ron, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
This driver can't think he can beat a train.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. Trying to beat a train is more dangerous than you think. See Tracks, Think Train. For more safety tips and information, visit ctracksthinktrain.org.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up. With products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
A hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, I am a ginormous Stevie Nicks fan. Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay, we're going to bring in some politics, reality here. One of the things that we have to do, I think it's quite important, is try to follow what's happening within the country, whether it be demographics, whether it be in Washington, D.C., in order to help our clients, to help protect them, position them, protect their assets as best we possibly can. Now, for many people listening to the program, I may shock you with some of the things that I'm going to say. You're going to be surprised by this. I did talk about this on our Monday through Friday program. And, yeah, I did get a lot of shrieking, nasty emails out there telling me I didn't know what I was talking about and this and that and Trump's the greatest and all that. Well, bear with me and listen to what I have to say. Now, Donald Trump continually puts out that he has done more in his first 2 years than any other president ever. Now, if you take a look at his record, he's done a lot of very, very good things. Things that we have given him credit for and applauded him for. Reducing regulation. The tax reform bill, which it's okay. It's average. It's not great. Obviously, two Supreme Court justices. But even that, okay, Supreme Court justices are kind of like first-round draft picks for football teams. You never know when you're going to get a Ryan Leaf. That's the reality. Yeah, John Roberts could have put the kibosh on Obamacare. Instead, he decided to rewrite the law. Tax reform bill. He gave C-plus to a B-minus grade. We think it's great that corporations can now compete with the rest of the globe. I think that's fantastic. But the tax reform bill didn't help small businesses, mid-sized businesses that much. And also the reality is it disappears. It fades away. It expires. It expires. And I don't like tax reform like that. I don't. It's not real reform. That's like, here you go. Here's something you can have for a little while, then we're going to take it away. Now, on the other hand, again, this is what got everybody crazy. I stated that Barack Obama, in his first 2 years in office, did more than most any president. I mean, you go back to Lyndon Johnson as far as consequences are concerned. And that's what people fail to understand. Consequential. Barack Obama, in his first 2 years, before the 2010 midterm, where Democrats got wiped out, passed Obamacare, took over student loans, making homes affordable, a stimulus package, bailed out the automaker. I mean, a litany of things. And basically, he lost Congress and pretty much just dropped the mic and just hung out for the next 6 years and made himself look cool, tried to make himself look cool. But Obamacare was a big deal. A bigger deal than I think most people understood. It's something that I was warning people about at the time. It is a movement in a direction. It's taking the country in a certain direction. We knew it was going to fail. We knew everyone's health insurance was going to go through the roof. There was nothing we could do. One of the things that we did at Markowski Investments is we used to set up health insurance plans for people. Part of what we did. We didn't make bupkis doing it, but we went out there as part of people's financial plan, making sure they had good health insurance. And we warned everybody, said, nothing we can do. Prices are going through the roof. It is what it is. They're going through the roof. And we were right. Consequence. One could take a look at Lyndon Johnson and his Great Society program. What? He wasn't consequential? We live with that legislation every day. We don't account for it. We don't say whether or not it's working. I have. We've talked about it here on the program. But it's a movement where government gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it becomes more acceptable. You had the darling of the mainstream media, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, coming out and making statements this past week that years ago, I mean, Barack Obama wouldn't say this stuff when he was running for office, or even when he was a state senator, even when he was a senator, coming out and saying that it is immoral that our system allows for billionaires to exist. Really? You mean evil guys like Ken Langone? That raised hundreds of millions of dollars for NYU Medical, they had medical school there for free. I can go on and on and on. And other dumb statements like the world is going to end in 12 years unless we fix climate change. These are the numbers, people. And again, I'm trying to warn people. We give you what the terrain is. I might not like the terrain, and I don't. I don't. I haven't liked the terrain for a long time. And I've warned people, yep, we're headed towards socialism town. We're in socialism town. Government is getting bigger. And no one's here to stop it. Republicans aren't going to stop it. Republicans couldn't repeal and replace Obamacare. They couldn't get that done. 56%. 56% of the public supports Medicare for all. Not to mention the fact that when people are told, get this, when people are told that they would guarantee health insurance as a right for all Americans, support shoots up to 71%. Which is, I find that funny. Guarantee health insurance as a right. And I laugh at that. You know, I laugh at that. I say, gee whiz, if health insurance should be a right, shouldn't food be a right? Shouldn't shelter be a right? They're much more pressing than health insurance. Watch any survival show. When Bear Grylls lands in some remote jungle somewhere, and what was his show, Into the Wild or whatever it was called, I don't even remember. The first thing he does when he hits the ground running is he doesn't look for health insurance. He looks for ways to feed himself, create shelter. But no, health insurance is going to be a guaranteed right. 71%. What does this mean? Where are we going? Well, we'll get into that. And now that I mentioned that, we'll tell you what you need to do. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Take advantage. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5980.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is addressing troops during a refueling stop in Alaska following his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Right now, at ease, let's have a little fun, right? We'll have a little fun. Listen to you.
While speaking to the troops, the president talks about something that will help the folks out in Alaska.
I just approved recently in almost one of my earlier acts in office, ENWR, which is one of the largest deposits anywhere in the world. And for many, many years, they've been trying to get it approved since before Ronald Reagan.
The president is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. just after 11 o'clock Eastern time. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is pleading not guilty to charges of soliciting prostitution at a Florida day spa. By filing the plea before a March 27th hearing, Kraft will avoid having to appear in person at the arraignment. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one
business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. Now, a little bit more on this poll done by the Kaiser Family Foundation in regards to Medicare for All. There is a little caveat in this. And this is, of course, when telling people, which, again, it's extraordinary to me, just the overall ignorance of our population. I hate to be rude, but, I cannot lie. I can't. It was a compliment the other day. Someone described this show. They're like, you're like Jim Carrey in Liar, Liar. You just keep blurting out the truth on all these different things, no matter what the consequences. Yeah, I kick people off all the time, but I'm telling you the truth. We have quite the ignorant country. Oh, yeah, I want all this free stuff. But wait. We're going to have to increase taxes. And you know what? Service is going to get worse. We're going to have delays in service. Oh, no. All of a sudden, support drops to 37% and 26%, respectively. What do you think is going to happen? You don't think the government is going to have to ration service, pick and choose? Of course they are. No-brainer. Again, it wasn't put that eloquently, but she was right. Sarah Palin called them death panels. She's not wrong. What, you don't think that taxes are going to have to go up to pay for this? You're talking about $35 trillion over a 10-year period of time. Where's that money going to come from? It has to come from somewhere. This is the next step. You're going to start hearing, pay close attention, more and more of this phrase. I can't even call it an idea. I'm going to call it a stupidity. The latest stupidity coming from the left. Modern monetary theory. I'm not telling you, this is an actual idea. And I would equate this, and someone talks about modern monetary theory, I want you to think if someone comes up to you and says, you know what, I've got modern flight theory. I'm going to show you. I'm going to walk to the top of that building. I'm going to jump off it, and I can fly. Now, if someone told you that, you would do everything and anything you could to stop that person. If that became difficult, you would call authorities because this person needs to be committed. In essence, that's what modern monetary theory is. It states that the sovereign, the government, can borrow as much as they like, can print as much as they like, because it's better to do that than to balance the budget. All of the good things the government can do by spending and spending and spending and spending and spending. It's patently absurd. It really is. And you've got history to prove it. This is going back. This is going, when did I write this? June of 2012. June of 2012, I wrote a column entitled No Risk. And I'm yelling and screaming. Republicans were yelling and screaming at that time about our national debt and deficits. Again, they came into full power and they decided, forget about that. John Adams. Yeah, John Adams. One of those real smart guys that founded the country. Said there's two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. Yeah. You know, you want to go back in time. The Romans. The Romans used to have gold coins. And originally, the face value of the original coin equated to the market value of gold in it. But the Roman Empire, much like the United States Empire, which is what we've become, spent money haphazardly that we didn't have, that they didn't have, that we don't have. Public subsidies. Military expenditures, public works, and a huge government bureaucracy. The Roman Empire, much like the American Empire, raised taxes and printed more money, minted more coins to pay their bills. Coins were issued with less gold over time, and guess what? People lost faith in the currency. We're going to take a break right here. And again, a little bit more of a history lesson on how this turns out. It's kind of like King Kong movies. The monkey dies in the end. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. Why do we have laws? Seriously, we have immigration laws and laws against ignoring those laws. Lots of folks are okay with those laws being broken by millions. We have laws that prosecutors won't prosecute on, and more than a few judges that actually see themselves above the law. Some folks have special protections from the law, while others are persecuted by it. Laws for when you didn't break the law, but defending your innocence breaks other laws. Some 97% of all criminal cases are plea bargained, settled in the hallway. I'm told there are so many laws, it'd shut the system down if they actually followed the law. If that's true, why are we paying so dearly for legislators to create more laws? The words equal justice under law are engraved on the face of the Supreme Court. We must demand those words be true, honored, and real for all. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. So we talked about the Romans. And, hey, it's not difficult to come up with parallels. But we're not empire building. We don't have troops all over the globe. We're not fighting nonsensical battles in Somalia, Syria, Afghanistan, here, there, and everywhere. You know, at least the Romans, when they were building their empire, they would take an area over. They'd say, hey, you know what? You guys kind of run things the way you want. Just pay us tax. We don't even collect tax on this stuff. This ends up just costing us money. But anyway, the Chinese. About a little over 1,000 years ago, the Chinese started issuing paper money. Ooh, we can buy a lot of stuff if we print a lot of money. So they did. They did. Eventually, people caught on that the paper money was just paper. And prices started to rise. In order to keep the scam going, the Chinese rulers of the day ordered death for people who would not accept the paper. Yeah, you take a look today. Go online. They showed pictures of the amount of Venezuelan paper money that it takes just to buy normal goods. Even nations in the past that had huge gold and silver reserves spent beyond their means. 16th century Spain, they were able to control a lot of precious metals due to the New World. King Philip II managed to spend it all and then some. Sound familiar? Wars, shovel-ready palaces. Yeah. You know, he defaulted on his debt four times. Even though his revenue doubled during his reign. In 1576, when Philip's revenue was up by more than 50%, his debt jumped by one-third. The last bankruptcy occurred when peak gold shipments were coming to Spain. Holy shnikes, people. All this sound familiar to you? Yet we're being pitched an idea right now that's absurd. Take a look at all of the things that are being promised by these charlatans in Washington, D.C. Why is it that so many Americans can't say to themselves, How are we going to pay for this? We're $22 trillion in debt already. We have not balanced our budget. And no, there's not enough rich people to pay for this. You could go ahead and you could confiscate everything that these rich people make, and it's not even close. So what's going to happen? Yeah. The taxes are going up. They're going up. You're going to have embedded taxes. You're going to have taxes on your taxes. You're going to have taxes that you don't see. Your payroll taxes are more than likely to go up. And you better be prepared. Again, I don't like the terrain, but it is what it is. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, another good old REO Speedwagon for you here on The Watchdog on Wall Street show, home of the greatest bumper music of all time. All righty. Talk quickly about trade and tariffs and mixed messages here, there, and everywhere. I want to explain to everybody something. Behind the scenes, not in public, off the record, let me tell you what they're saying out in Silicon Valley, out in California. Yeah. They support Trump's hardline trade policy. They support it. Oh, no. This is Silicon Valley. This is California. They're all social justice warriors that must hashtag be woke. If they ever came out and they actually were honest, for crying out loud, they'd be crucified with the current climate that we have today. That disgusts me. It does. Our current climate today in this country is disgusting. It's awful. Anyway, yeah. They're no problem. No problem with the tariffs. They'll deal with this stuff. Why? Sometimes you need to take a step or two backwards to take quite a few steps forward. And the most important issue when it comes to trade for the United States, a nation like ours who excels in research and development and ideas, is the ability to retain those ideas, to make money off of those ideas. If we're going to continue to develop technology and make products just to have them stolen by some Chinese company backed by the Chinese government, well, that's problematic. So, yeah, you're not going to hear it. Not going to make the press out there. Silicon Valley tech companies support Donald Trump on trade, but it's true. Anyway, wanted to touch on this, another bit of a how the world works story. The legal minimum wage for New York City employers with 11 or more workers rose more than 15% to $15 an hour. And what do you think has happened? All across New York City, restaurants are cutting staff. They're cutting hours as the minimum wage hits 15 bucks. People, unfortunately, most people, politicians, of course, they don't understand business. They don't understand what margins are like in restaurants and how it is a business of counting pennies. It is. It is a business of counting pennies, nickels, and dimes.
What do you mean? I just spent $45 on my Oso Buco.
Yeah, you did. How much was that Oso Buco? How much did it cost to pay the chef and everyone else working in the kitchen and the dishwasher and the electric bill and the rent and all the regulations? You don't think that that's priced into your Oso Buco? Of course it is. And it's hurting these businesses. The drive for 15, and you people out there that support this, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm going to be brutally honest here. You're mental midgets. Each and every one of you is a mental midget, and I'm going to explain why. Why 15? You tell me how you came up with that $15 number, and you know what? I'll run naked across Central Park. How's that for a challenge? You show me the mathematical formula that says $15 is the right number, and it should be applicable all across the U.S. of A. And I'll run naked across Central Park for you. You couldn't listen. The ghost of John Nash cannot come back. The ghost of John Nash cannot come back and make a formula. Will Hunting at MIT cannot come up with the formula because it doesn't exist. It is an arbitrary number. It doesn't make any sense. Employers will pay people what they can afford to pay. Plain and simple. Anyway, I got to talk on this quickly as well. Here we go again. I mentioned King Kong and the monkey dying in the end. I know the new King Kong movies, the monkey doesn't die. It's some whole new thing. But I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of reboots and redos of film. Like, I'm not going to go see Aladdin. I saw Aladdin already. Even I don't care if it was a cartoon. I saw it. And let me tell you something. It's not The Godfather. It's not Goodfellas. It's not one of those movies I want to see again and again and again. The Lion King, live action? Nah. I heard Hakuna Matata once and all the bad Elton John songs from that movie. I'm an Elton John fan. Not going to go see it. I know exactly what's going to happen. Same thing with bad ideas when it comes to the economy, when it comes to markets, when it comes to Wall Street. And here we are again. That's right. Lenders are now going to borrowers with harder-to-document finances. Yes. Here we go. Didn't we see this movie 10 years ago? Didn't we see what happens when we start giving out loans to people who shouldn't have those loans? Nothing good comes of it. Nothing. Yep. We're at it again. Monkey dies in the end. Anyway, got to take a break. You are listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is on his way back to Washington after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended with no new agreement on stopping the North's nuclear weapons program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the president's trip.
It was smart to bring Kim Jong-un to Singapore and to Vietnam to expose the North Korean delegation to the kind of economic prosperity that could be possible if he were to choose a new path.
A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. The vote was 228 to 198. The bill would expand background checks and give federal officials more time to conduct background investigations. Republican Congressman from Louisiana, Steve Scalise, on the bill that passed.
Their bill would not have done anything to stop these tragedies. Las Vegas, their bill wouldn't have done anything. What it would do is make criminals out of law-abiding citizens.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSF fee. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The U.S. economy beat expectations at the end of last year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Commerce Department says the economy expanded at an annualized rate of 2.6%, when analysts were expecting to see a gain of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. That after a 3.4% increase in the year's third quarter. Employment remains strong, but the report says while wages continue to rise,